The city of Los Angeles owns a lot of land, a portfolio that includes around 9,000 parcels. But think about that for just a second. It is a lot to manage, even for the second largest city in the country. So last year, LA City Controller Ron Galperin released a map detailing each property, and he's calling for more oversight, even perhaps for some partnerships for some of those pieces of land. Frances Anderton is host of Design and Architecture. She's here for this week's DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Is it unusual for a city to own so much land? What does Los Angeles have to do with all that land?
It's not necessarily unusual. Cities, well, it'll vary in quantity how much land a city actually owns. But what does seem to have caught people by surprise is the sheer volume of land that people didn't really know was there. There wasn't this searchable database until last fall when city controller Ron Galperin made it available. And he had done a lot of kind of detective work to kind of find out from all the different departments what land they all learned. And he put it all together, everything from warehouses to empty parcels to parking lots. Apparently, the city owns a lovely historic theater and other properties in San Pedro. It even owns 1,700 or so acres of land in the Palmdale area that was acquired to build an airport that never got built. So there's some fascinating surprises in there.
So that is what's in the database. We see exactly what kind of parcels we're talking about, some of which are just pieces of land. Others are buildings on top of that land.
Correct. And what Ron Galperin argues is that some of these parcels of land are not being properly utilized. Some have perfectly good uses, but this is what he has to say.
Some are going to stay and should stay exactly the use that we're putting them to right now. But there are also quite a number of properties that are underutilized that have tremendous opportunity attached to them in terms of economic development, in terms of housing, in terms of helping with our crisis of homelessness, in terms of generating revenue for the city.
Why didn't we know this before? Why was this so elusive for us?
Well, I did talk to a planning expert about this. He's actually hosting an event Friday that a lot of developers are going to be going to hear Ron Galperin talk about these properties. He said he wasn't surprised. People in the development community know this land is there, but right back, dating back to 2003, when Laura Chick was controller, even then there was complaints about General Services' lack of a strategy for managing these properties. So, and there's been a number of efforts over the years to gather a database. Galperin, you know, gave himself the task of pulling it all together. And it's very timely, of course, because as we know, there's a big discussion about where to build housing. And of course, people in the residential development community, both profit and nonprofit, are looking at this and thinking, perhaps there's some opportunities there.
And again, with this database now, we get to see exactly where this land is. Maybe the opportunities are in some spots, but not in others. It seems like private developers would be interested in this too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Now, what Ron Galperin told us was they're not going to be directly selling off parcels to the developer that comes in with the fattest check. But he did say that one of the possible options was sort of private-public development opportunities. And that's what's going to be discussed at this sold-out event Friday. They're going to look at kind of the ways of leveraging public land ownership with a specific look at whether there's possibilities for affordable housing. Now, one of the things that will probably come up is the usability of some of these parcels. Sometimes they're in odd locations. Sometimes they're not in areas that are zoned for residential. There'll be all sorts of questions surrounding these parcels, but it's jolly interesting to know it's all out there.
It certainly is, and it will continue to be out there, especially starting on Friday when he addresses this to other people as well in public. Frances Anderton, the host of Design and Architecture, which, by the way, you can hear on Tuesdays at 2:30 right here on KCRW. Frances, thanks.
You're very welcome, Steve.